Good evening, Abu Isai. Firstly, I just want to check about next week. Is everybody on? Not on? Shia as usual? Not as usual? Pre-recorded shiurim? What's the matzah in terms of? Are people going away? Anybody staying here? Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we'll. Good. Secondly, I have. I've been asked to give this out. Do you mind, Chaim, to give those out? This is Dirshu. The Dirshu Worldwide Organization has arranged for a siyum for Chelek Gimel. And all that in these are invited to a siyum. Now, I know we're not quite finished with Chelek Gimel yet, but we'll get there. Be'ez Hashem. Tickets to America, yes. All the attendees are invited to Amalav de Malka. And this is even the virtual online listeners as well. So please, Moshe, don't delete this part. This is, as you can see, this is an invitation to a Siyum Chelek Gimel Mishnebuah, which is taking place. I'm reading the issue, but it's a pleasure in inviting you to take part in celebrating the Siyum of Chelek Gimel of Mishnebuah, learning the program of Daf Yomi Balocha of the issue. Please note the American spelling of program. This will take place on Motzei Shabbos Parshas Va'eiro, 5th of January, at Reich's Delhi Golders Green, at 8:30 prompt. Guest of honor, Rabbi Bixen Spanish Lito, Rav of Hent Nadas. Pardon? Is that, I see, you got it. So, we've been asked to reserve a seat in Reich's by sending an email to office@dirshu.co.uk. Or call 0208-050-2615 and leave a message. I think it's very, very nice. I think we should all try to attend this this event because, first of all, it's always nice. Assume is always nice. And second of all, I think it would be a great opportunity to meet other shulim as well. I think it's nice to see we're not doing this on our own. There's plenty of others. There's other shurim in Golders Green, Hendon, Stamford Hill, all going to get together. I do not know as to whether other shurim from Gateshead and Manchester are joining as well. But certainly the whole of London is going to be attending. I think it will be a very nice event. Do you think... Pardon? How do you know? So is that a reason to attend, I suppose? Are you gentlemen? I think you'll be able to... This is a personal invitation. Anybody? Gentlemen, are we on? On? Yeah, might as well. Yeah?
Can we bring the family as well?
It doesn't say, so I doubt it. You can try and see what happens. Yeah, are we on?
See,
of course, yeah. Yes, are we on? So please, can you just notify them? Do you want me to notify on behalf of everybody? Or can you, are you okay to email? Rabbi, yeah? Father. Good. Rabbi Gideon, are we?
How far behind are we?
A little bit, quite a little bit. But we'll catch up, Bezer Shem. Yeah, okay, so looking for... So I'm not sure. Perhaps I'll do some pre-recorded show just to speed up a bit as well. We'll see. Okay. Yes, you found a place? Yeah. So that's based on Fakhin Olis of Agad. You're saying that it's very much connected. Very good. Gemara in Lamed Gim. Lamed, where is it? Lamed? Lamed Hey. Lamed Hey on the base. Okay, Gemara Lamed Hey on the base. In Yoma seems to be going. Okay, very good. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I'm changing my mind about a statement I made yesterday after looking into it a little bit more. We spoke about the Mishnebura at the end, who speaks about doctors. What do we say that doctors are not allowed to?
Non-Jewish.
Treat non-Jews. We said that the Mishnebura says he says that when it comes to the Rabbonot, so there's Eva. Eva means that because if you have a bit of fear of the goyim, and we have to ensure that that we're all safe and sound. So with that itself, they would only allow us to break a derabonon. According to Mishnah Berurah, he wouldn't allow us to break a deraisa. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah's got very strong lashon, and he says that all Hashem Yishmerenu, he says, and it's all a tremendous. He says that it's really bad. Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that this is proper chilul Shabbos. These are the Mishnah Berurah's words in Sifkot Meches. Okay, I saw today a Ramosha, Chuvin Ramosha. And Ramosha addressed a question by a studying doctor, what appears a Shomer Torah Mitzvah, who was in medical school in America. Chuvin was written in 1979. I think it's very important that it was written in 1979. Because in that tshuva, he asked that very question to this medical student. He asked, what are you allowed to do on Shabbos? And Rav Moshe brings his Mishnah Berurah and he says, Pele be'enai, says the Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha, and Igros Moshe. He says, it's a pele in my eyes, says Rav Moshe. He said, how could the Mishnah Berurah write such a thing? He says, how can the Mishnah Berurah write that you're not allowed to be Mechadur Shabbos to a goy for the reise? He says, in the olden days, says Moshe, in Lithuania, in Poland, in White Russia, in Hungary, in Eastern Europe, in any country, he said there was one doctor per village. There was perhaps every few villages had one doctor. And he said, if the doctor happens to be a Yid, then there's a goy that needs treatment in a different village. He says, imagine what would happen if the Yid would say, sorry, I can only do the rabbanon. I won't be able to help you properly. I can't save your life. Sorry. I can't do any deraisas. And he's therefore unable to save and save the life and treat of the life of the goy. Says the Moshe, Ochun vei, what would happen if this Yiddish doctor, the only Yiddish doctor in the whole area, says, sorry, mate. Can't do it. It's Shabbos today. What will happen then? So Moshe says, what was... Absolutely. Says the Moshe, this is not Eva. He says, far worse than Chil Hashem. He says, this is Sakonas Nefoshes. If a Yid refuses to give treatment to a goy, doing Isa treatment, he said, this is not Eva. Eva literally means fear and PR with the goyim and social relations with the goyim. Interfaith kind of dialogue. No. This is Sakonas Nefoshes. He says, if you don't treat a goy, he will die. The doctor will die and others as well, probably. This will cause a problem, as you said. So Moshe says, he doesn't understand how the Mishnah Berurah can be machmir on such things. He says, he's a pele be'enai. He's a mystery in my eyes, says Moshe. Of course, you've got to treat them. They've got to do reis as well. More than that, he adds and he says, he heard that this is Sakonas. But a takon which was established a few hundred years ago, takonos of the Vada Kehilis, I think he writes about the Dal Arzus. He writes his takon well established that the Goyim and the Tzaddikim of yesteryear, they paskin that yes, we will do the Reis, we're in Golos, we've got to watch our relationships with God. We're only a step away. He said, antisemitism is very strong at times and dangerous at times. And he said that you'd better. It's a Sakonas Nefoshes. It's not Eva. It's a Sakonas Nefoshes. This is a motion writing in 1979, and he said that you've got to watch it. And of course, they all say that free society and nice, and everybody's lovely and everybody's nice, and everything is multicultural and Greenpeace and you name it, and everything. It says, but ultimately this is Sakona. If you don't treat a goy, and the ISIS says we're in danger. Imagine if we meet with a couple and tzitzis doesn't treat the goy, he's not going to end up nicely. So says the Moshe. He says this is the minhag ha'roifim. He says the minhag ha'roifim is to be making on the ISIS. He says it's a well established and a approved minhag to do even the ISIS. Of course, if you can avoid it, by all means, do avoid it. But if you feel there's a necessity, here Moshe says that, but especially you can do the rice as well. So therefore, Moshe is therefore yes, he's cholik on the Mishnah Berurah, and he allows to do this. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if there's ever cases of Hatzolah getting calls on off by goyim. Is such a thing? It's probably quite rare. I know in Stamford it happens. Stamford the goyim call the Hatzolah. I don't know if Then you bishun attack. Yeah.
If you didn't go, you might be cruel, anti-discrimination.
Anti-discrimination, yeah.
They might say it's discrimination, you're not
Okay, so this was to add to yesterday's point. Okay, Rabbi, so we have to see Dalet. Kol Shleishi Yomim Arishonim. We're talking about straight after the birth. Straight after birth. So what happens then is that Kol Shleishi Yomim, 3 days after birth, even if she says, no, I don't need anything. She says she gave birth on Thursday or on Friday. I don't need anything. Leave me. I don't need any Chilul Shabbos. Nevertheless, within the first 3 days after birth, Mechalin Oleos Shabbos, you will do Chilul Shabbos. Mishloshe Ve'at Sheva, from 3 days until 7 days, so that's already a week after birth, Omro Eino Tzicha, if she says, I do not require any Chilul Shabbos, and Mechalin, she will not do a Chilul Shabbos. Mikan Vo'eloch, from there and on, Hafilo Omro Eino Tzicha, from 7 days and up, you will not do Chilul Shabbos. If she says, yeah, please can I have this, please can I have that. He will not do Chilul Shabbos if a week has passed from birth. Elo, only, Hariyat Shloishim Yoim, for 30 days she's considered Kecholei She'en B'Sakon, like Kecholei She'en B'Sakon. For 30 days she's considered in a weakened state, and in an ill situation that she's considered Chol Shein Bo Sakana, which we have learned, you're allowed to ask a goat to do melachas, you're allowed to do various other melachas, b'shinui, but she's considered, for 30 she's considered Chol Shein Bo Sakana. The Mishnah Berurah is busy in Sifkot and you defining exactly how to count the days. Is it from evening? Is it from Es La'es? Mishnah Berurah brings various opinions on that. Okay. Hayeshevas alamash sifhei. Hayeshevas alamash bevameso. Cholela, a lady who died, a woman who died during childbirth, cholela. Mavi in sakin b'Shabbos, she take a knife on Shabbos. Afilu derech Rishus Rabbim. Even through Rishus Rabbim, the koirin bitnon, you tear open her betelus. Tamu moitzina vlad, and you will take the baby out. Shema yimotzechai, because perhaps the baby is found to be alive. So you're allowed to do Chilul Shabbos, although here, we're not saving the mother, we're saving the baby. Hago, umashe enoeg in achshav kein, we don't do this anymore nowadays, even on weekdays. Meshum deim bekin lehakir b'misa zo'im, pekov kokach she'efshad evladichyo, nowadays we cannot, cholid in such a circumstance, we don't know if the baby made it and pulled it through. Therefore the Ramah said, no, you can't do that, we don't even do it on a weekday, because it's safe to assume that the baby Cholila died as well, and therefore you will not be allowed to do this, certainly not on Shabbos. This is what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. But the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to do Chilul Shabbos, and the reason for that is if caught Yudches in Mishnah Berurah, Shema Yimotzecha, because the Shulchan Aruch holds perhaps it's found to be alive. This is a fascinating Mishnah Berurah. Perhaps the baby is found to be alive, says the Mishnah Berurah. And we learn, we see from here, even a sofik pikuach nefesh, this is not, this child has never been established to be alive. Once it's alive, there's a cheskes chai, an established living situation, and therefore, if there's a sofik pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to do Chilul Shabbos. Here, it's different, because it's never been established, the baby's never been established to be alive. Therefore, there's a chiddush that the Shulchan Aruch holds, you're allowed to do Chilul Shabbos. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch does hold, you're allowed to do Chilul Shabbos, although, there has not been a cheskes chai. Afilo achidoich Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Now, it's interesting, just to mention that, there is a, it's interesting, if Cholila, there's, Cholila, I happen to know because my grandfather, the sister, that, she, died taki when she gave, in childbirth, and her son made, her son was alive, he was killed in the war. And when I, it's a childbirth, dying in childbirth was something, you know, before that was quite common. And nowadays, Baruch Hashem, it's but in those days. So she died in, she died in childbirth. Now, I recall that, there's a halacha, it's a very interesting halacha that when Cholila, a person gives, dies in childbirth, they're buried in a different place in the Beis Olam. And if you ever noticed that, they're buried in different places. And the reason is, Gemara says that the, the people who Meisei B'derech Mitzvah, Gemara says that people who die when they're doing a mitzvah, the Gemara says they've got a special place in the Olam Haba. They are rewarded. They've got a special reward. They've got a special place, and therefore, anybody who dies as they're performing a mitzvah, they are buried elsewhere as well to symbolize that in the base Olam as well. And ladies that give the minhag is that women who give birth and they die during childbirth, they're considered also meisei b'derech mitzvah. They're also considered when they perform the mitzvah, and hence they're buried elsewhere in the base olam. Meisei b'derech mitzvah when a woman dies during childbirth. So so this is the case of here that if Yosheves alam mashba meiso chilul Shabbos before. But nowadays the Gemara says we don't know, we can't identify. This is in the Gemara's times, and therefore we chilul Shabbos won't be permitted. Okay, Rabbi says Yivov, Oisim Madura Leiledes, Kol Shloishim Yom. It is mutter to do a Madura, to do a fire for Yiledes, Kol Shloishim Yom, for 30 days. 30 days, when he's allowed to do a Madura, which means you're allowed to make a fire. She might be cold. After childbirth, a woman will be cold. She'll feel cold. Therefore, you want to make a fire, which is the equivalent of putting on the heater. It's the same than putting on the heater. You're allowed to do that for 30 days. Even if it's in the summer months, in Tammuz, in the real summer, nevertheless, you're allowed to make a madura, make a fire for her, because she's internally cold. And as to whether others are allowed to enjoy the warmth of this fire, that's a discussion. Sivkot Nchof, Mishnebu Medura, if a fire, Vuhadin, and similarly, Bismaneinu, nowadays, Lehochim Matano, to make a, he has to put heat on. Yes, we'll have to put heat on for a woman that just gave birth, she's cold. Sivkot Nchof, Alem, Mishnebu, bottom line. Kol Shloishim, 30 days, you'll have to make this fire. Himyesh Latzar Tzinner, if she's in pain due to the cold. The Svirelei, because we hold, the Yesh Sakon Lechayot is a danger for a, for woman who just gave birth, kol shloishim, 30 days betzino with cold. Lefichoch, therefore, im efshar aladeiv di gilulim, even if a goy, in a scenario that a goy is unable to put on the fire, oisin aladei soil, a yid is allowed to put on the fire for her. There's no goy available, a goy can do it. A yid can do it, thank you. Felesha choyle, and with regards to other ill people, aladei oivikachovim, mutar afidul ein sakona im tzorech lamaduro. If there's no danger for choyle, a goy can put on a fire. And if there's a danger, im oimer shetzorich, if a person is in danger and he says, "I need a fire, I'm freezing cold," mutter, you're allowed to put on a fire. Afilah deisol, even a yid, b'sheyefshar bevikruchovim, if a goy is unable to do it. Okay, save zayin. Havlad shenoylet, baby. Now we're talking about a baby. So the baby is born now. B'shotov mutzlachas. What are you allowed to do with the baby? Havlat shenoylet oisnoy kol tzrochov. You're allowed to do everything the baby requires to be done. You're allowed to do with the baby. Machitzinoy soy. You're allowed to wash the baby straight after birth. Humolchinoy soy. You're allowed to salt the baby. Not salt the baby. Why would you salt the baby? So the Mishnah Berurah explains if cotton chov. Chavdalet, it's the equivalent of a powder nowadays. You put some sort of powder. It is talking about. It's the equivalent of powder. Perash Mishnah Rambam. It's a powder. Umolchinoy, so you powder the baby for time in Ashelia, and you're allowed to wrap up the shilid after birth. Kedesh Shochem Avlad, in order that the baby will be warm. You toim nina shelia, you wrap up the shelia, the afterbirth, kedesh yochem avlat, so that the baby is warm. Why is that? How does that work? Shelia, afterbirth. Is that what it? Present, yeah. Is that what it, yeah? So the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mishnah Berurah says, kedesh yochem avlat, sivkot nchovav, kedesh yochem avlat, voizem medech skula islam. That's a skula. It's a skula. That will keep the baby warm. It's to echskula, not in a physical way. For choyt chines atabi usila to cut the, what is it called? Umbilical cord. You have to cut it as well. Cutting, of course, is the raisa, but obviously you have to do it. And this is with a healthy baby, benoilat letisha ole shiva, with a baby that was born after full term or after shiva, after 7 months. Havel noilat lishmoina, for if a baby is born after 8 months, hoy sofik ben shiva or ben shmoina. But if, or if it's a suffix, we're not sure if it's a 7 month or 8 month. Ein mechalin olav. We then you're allowed to do chilul Shabbos because that's a bit. There's a bit of an element of a. We're not sure if he's going to pull through. Then ein mechalin olav. You're not to do chilul Shabbos. Elim kein, unless gomru saorav etziponav, unless his hair and his nails are fully developed. So which means as follows: if we have got signs that he's fully developed and he's fine, so you're allowed to do chilul Shabbos. If there's any reason why you strongly assume that it's not fully developed, and then chilul Shabbos is questionable. Yes.
Nowadays, with advances in modern medicine, even babies who are quite weak at birth and very premature.
Absolutely. So the answer is, you're right. That's what the poskim agree to, very much the statement that you're making. Shulchan Aruch is talking about things have changed nowadays, and if there is reason to assume that he will chilul Shabbos will help and will develop and will help. Obviously, chilul Shabbos is not only permitted, but is a mitzvah. Not only that, remember the Shulchan Aruch is talking about chilul Shabbos to a yid. A goy would anyway be allowed to do the chilul Shabbos anyway. Okay. I don't know why would he not be a deraisa? Well, we find, so therefore it's still, yes, but it's still, I mean, cutting is a deraisa even if it's not a knife. I don't know if it's koitzer, perhaps it's koitzer, might be gozes, I'm not sure. But cutting, I mean, the choy would be a deraisa. Yeah. Now, what will be the halacha if it is not a chilul Shabbos of something which actually which is a life-threatening requirement? Just for the, it's just more pleasant, just nicer to do this chilul Shabbos. A baby that is not, we're not about cutting the cord or, let's say weighing. You know what, weighing might be a good example. It's not absolute requirement. I mean, he'll be fine without. But it's something which is good. It's good. It's good. But it's not a requirement for him, for the baby to. It's not sakonat nefoshes in its own. Are you allowed to do that, or not? Part of the birth process, but not an absolute requirement for him to survive, for the baby to survive. Muto also. Also, how do you understand machitzin oisoi umelchin oisoi?
So if the nurse says we weigh the baby, that amir alakam is still.
I'm even talking about the yid himself. Goy certainly, there's nothing to talk about. Pardon? Midwife's job is for sure fine. Yeah, but I want to argue that if you look at the words of Shulchan Aruch, machitzin oisoi, machitzin to wash. Now, I'm no great expert, but I wonder if this is really sakonat nefoshes to bath the baby straight away. And yet you're allowed to do it. You think that, sure, yeah. I mean, this is probably at the very least. So it's true, I think that every born baby, is in a situation of sakon even. I mean, yeah, until it regulates itself, and it's quite a shock to come into this world, and it's quite a thing. So it's probably in a matzav sakonah. And therefore, we learned that when it comes to the sakana, we learned earlier the Magid Mishnah, Magid Avon brings early, Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that in a baby that any person that is in a matzav of sakana, even melachos which are not required for the sakana, is still mutter to do. So here the same will apply as well. And I think groich tzinois and molch tzinoisoi are all things which are not absolute requirements for survival, yet they are mutter, and this is even a day soil. Yeah, okay. We shall carry on, Bezer Hashem, tomorrow. If Ches, just to summarize what we covered this evening, we spoke about making a, about we spoke about after 3 days, you're allowed to do within 3 days, any chilul Shabbos permitted. After 3 days, only if she requires it. After 7, you can't. Say if Hay taught us that if she cholila dies in childbirth, you're allowed to, take the baby out, even if that includes melachos. Ramot disagrees. We're talking about the Medua making a fire, which we said is permitted if she's cold, and that's the zakana. But then spoke also about that after the birth, everything which is part of the regular process of seeing after the baby, his mother as well. And most importantly, we mentioned as well the halacha that the point there. We mentioned the melavad malka motzei Shabbos as well. So, fine. Okay. Good evening, Abayi.